You know, Padre Pio could read souls in confession, but one man was about to learn that the sin Padre Pio cared about most was the one he never confessed. In fact, it was a sin he never even thought was a sin. Padre Pio knew injustice well. For years he was forbidden to celebrate Mass publicly, to bless people, even to write to his spiritual director. He endured suspicion, slander, and harsh restrictions. Yet, everyone who knew him said the same thing. He never carried resentment. He forgave instantly. And he wanted his spiritual children to do the same. One day, a man came to confess his sins. He finished, waited for absolution, but instead, Padre Pio asked, "Is there more?" The man said, "No, Father." Padre Pio repeated the question, "Is there more?" And on the second no, he went straight to the heart of it. "How are you with your brother? How is the relationship between you two?" "He won't talk to me, but it's not my fault," the man explained. "He hurt me and walked away. I don't know what to do." "Go make peace," Padre Pio said. "But Father," the man insisted, "he was the one who hurt me." But Padre Pio wasn't interested in who was to blame. He answered, "And Jesus, what was his fault when he went up on the cross? Did he not die for the faults of others and yours too?" And the man did not receive absolution that day. Forgiveness isn't easy, especially when we're convinced we weren't the ones who caused the hurt. But Jesus tells us plainly, "If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you." So maybe today, think of that one person you're still wrestling with and ask for the grace to take the first step. And if stories like this help deepen your faith, subscribe and join us each week here at Following Padre Pio for more inspiring stories.